Music lovers, music aficionados, I am Brock White.
Luke Jansky.
We want to know, what are you listening to? What's happening, Luke? How are you, man?
Good. I'm, you know.
We're here.
We're in full swing of fall and...
We're back in the groove.
Yep.
I'm playing hurt. I'm fighting a little head cold. It's that fall head cold. It got real cold. Seasons changed. I wasn't dressing appropriately. Now I got a head cold, you know.
Were you wearing shorts when you shouldn't have been?
Yep. Shorts and flip-flops and 40 degrees outside because I'm tough. I got this. And sweating and stuff and catching a cold.
We're both kind of bigger guys, so you're always so hot all summer and fall, fine, you know, and then you hit fall and you're like, oh, finally, I'm not, you know, hot. And then, bad news.
But now I'm ready for my flannels and my comfy clothes and the hoodies and we're all in. And I don't drink coffee. You're a coffee guy in the fall. You're a coffee guy year-round.
Love coffee.
It's time to cuddle up, get something good to drink, and listen to some tunes, enjoy the inside, and be a hermit for a few months now. That's what we can do in North Dakota. That's all.
Yeah,
it's the best thing you can do.
I was just thinking about the other day. I want to get a new recliner, and I'm just heading on my way when we're done here. I got to load up on my Caribou coffee. So right there with you.
That's right. Good recliner, good seats. That makes a difference in the wintertime, North Dakota for sure. You've been busy, man. You guys had your band had a gig at the bar here in South Hart.
Yeah,
Halloween. Big party there. How'd that go?
It was fun. You know, we're getting in the groove of things, kind of getting to know each other as bandmates a little better and getting the songs down. We don't have a lot of time to practice. Most bands get together once or twice a week.
And stuff and things going on.
And, you know, and we've been together once for actual full band practice, and most of our practice is done on stage. So we're getting it together, and I'm excited.
Though. For people that haven't made it to a show yet, if they might see you on at a venue somewhere coming up soon, What kind of music are you guys playing? Drop some hints, like the playlist a little bit.
We got some 90s in there, the stuff everybody knows, Matchbox 20, you know, stuff that you forgot about a little bit, like Better Than Ezra, you know. You know, there's some fun stuff, some reggae in there, you know, some punk rock stuff in there. We do a little Tom Petty,
a little Clash.
It's more or less just kind of a...
Party music.
It's party music, and I wouldn't call us like a dancey band. We do like Shoot by Salt-N-Pepa and some fun stuff like that. But it's, I think I'm noticing a little bit more. It's kind of like everybody kind of hangs out and like, oh yeah, this song.
That's
good.
Sing along and hang out. And it's good to see, we talked about this in the show before, I think though, playing the songs that not the other bands are playing. Because sometimes a lot of bands play a lot of the same cover songs.
Yeah.
It's good to see like the deep dive, a little something different.
That's like, let's say the most consistent compliment we get is, man, I really like your guys' playlist, you know, your list of songs. Yeah. And so
that's good, man.
And it's all going to be evolving. But yeah, Half the City, if you see us out
Facebook
about.
Facebook page.
Yep. Just Half the City. And
any gigs coming up people should be aware of anytime soon?
St. Anthony's Club the day after in Dickinson.
Black Friday.
Yep. The day after
that
Thanksgiving.
Night. Awesome. That'd be a good time, huh?
Yeah, I'm excited to go
Everyone's back, and St. A's is fun, and that'd be cool, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
I played there St. A's a couple times. That's a good time. They have really good cheap beer there.
Yes, they do.
If you want to have a good night, you can do that at St. A's. I got to tell you about something I discovered.
Sure.
So I'm a cord cutter, right? Early adapter. No cable. I do streaming stuff, you know, all that stuff.
Same here.
NBA League Pass, Netflix, all that good stuff, right? PBS on my Amazon Fire TV, I downloaded their app, right? And all you got to do is if you just log into your zip code, because it's like PBS is free. It's, you know, it's paid for by the listeners and viewers, right? So their app has all their TV shows on there streaming, and they even have Austin City Limits on there. Like a huge library of them. Like the past 50 episodes of Austin City Limits are on PBS streaming free to watch. So we're talking like Zach Brown's on there, Leon Bridges, Gary Clark Jr., Tedeschi Trucks Band. Lots of people. Ryan Adams is on there. There's a bunch of them, dude. So
just PBS.
Yeah, it's the PBS app, and I got it on my Fire TV. It's an Apple TV, any smart TV. So PBS, if you're a music lover and you want like something to do this winter, is it Prairie Public on there? PBS.
PBS Video.
It might be. I'll show you my Fire TV when I'm done. But
I'm just downloading it now, so I don't forget.
And then like if you also like, you know, This Old House is on there. Nova, POV, Frontline, Newsweek. It's all in there, and like. You can, if you pledge like a few bucks, you can become like a, it's like they call it like a season pass or something. You can watch like all the Ken Burns documentaries, like Vietnam, baseball, all that stuff on there.
Isn't like Antiques and Roadshows or something like that on
there? That's on there. Yeah, all those shows are, man. So it's like, maybe I'm just getting older and I think that's really cool. But I think as a music lover, like the PBS, Austin City Limits, and also Bluegrass Underground on there too. There's all these great music shows, like good music for free to watch, commercial free, like the full Monty's on there. It's great.
Yeah, PBS is great. You know, there's a certain like like kind of comfy warmness to it.
Yeah.
You know, that I get it.
There's some that little stigma though growing up. It's like, oh, it's on PBS. It must be lame. It's free. It's mm-hmm. pretty public broadcasting. But looking back, it's like PBS always had the good stuff, like the really good stuff. And now mm-hmm. it's like, okay, I'm all in. And like as soon as I found Austin City Limits, I was like, this is cool. I gotta tell Luke. I can tell everyone about this. Cause that's such a cool, like,
you got me pumped.
It's like, how long has Austin City Limits been on TV? Like for like 40 years, 30 years?
Jeez.
Since like the '70s, right? Yeah. It's the longest running weekly music TV show ever. And it's like, I think this they pick their bands really smart. They pick all kinds of different genres. And it's usually an hour straight of just good stuff, no BS. No like talking or behind the scenes, just like here's the band, here's the show, enjoy it. That's cool.
And very legendarily known for like great sound. Yeah.
Oh, the venue I've heard is like in person is like unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Like one of the best live concert venues you can go to anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
So check it out. If you're a music lover and you want something to do this winter, hop on there and go nuts because you could just waste a full night.
That's the great heads up.
Yeah, definitely. Well, man, we're back to our normal routine. It's time for us to get back into our What Do You Listen To weekly or bi-weekly top 10. We did our Tom Petty tribute episode. We did a Pearl Jam tribute episode. Pearl Jam episode, by the way, Luke. Our most listened to show we've ever done on this show, on our podcast.
Really?
Very, very well received. Very warmly received.
Huh. Yeah. I was not expecting that. I thought that was going to be our dud.
Nah, but I think people like Pearl Jam. There's a lot of, well, I know they do, but I think more than we realize. So, especially our neck of the woods, I think we got some people that are really into it because of the influences around them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I know that it's well received, too, by the people that we respect their opinion on Pearl Jam. Mm-hmm. Swanee, shout out, dug it. So, it's all good. But
we got the okay.
We're back to our routine, man. So we both have our top 10 lists. You can find the full list, the links to the Spotify list at WAYLTpodcast.com. That's the website. All that good stuff on there. We picked our top 5 favorite ones from our list, and we're going to go. We're going to hop right into it.
You know, I must admit, now that I think about it, I don't think I put the Pearl Jam playlist on Spotify
yet. We'll put them on there. We'll get them on there tonight.
We got time. I'll get them on there tonight. Sorry, people.
It's all good. So, you know, my list this time is not like, you know, usually there's like songs or artists I'm connected to deeply. Not really on this one. There's a couple, but this stuff's like just songs I've heard and I liked. I kind of archived them, kept them in my little back pocket. Now it's time to put them out there. And it's like good fall music too.
Yeah, it is.
A lot of it's very vibey.
I like your list.
And you're like, you're getting into the hip hop. I got the hip hop going on this time. I got the intellectual hip hop.
Some of it, I don't know. It's basketball season,
2K season.
Time. So yeah, I'm playing 2K all the time, and I got to get my playlist going where it starts off all pumped up and gets me psyched, and then it gets kind of chill, and I love it. You know, and quick shout out, I was talked about this earlier. Got to talk about your other show, Saved by the Boys, on Thursday.
Pick and Roll. All NBA
podcast. It's my new favorite show. Well, I look forward to it every week, and check it out. It's basketball time.
It's hoop head talk. It's hoop talk for guys that like just love everything about hoops, the ins, the outs, all the oddities, all the fun stuff, and the game itself, which is the most beautiful sport in the world. So,
yeah, it's great. Check it out.
The Pick and Roll every Thursday on iTunes, Google Play. But right now, man, it's time for our list. We're going to kick mine off. Going classic, Mr. David Crosby. Mm-hmm. Crosby, Stills, and Nash. This song, I love telling how I find songs sometimes. I was visiting our friend Mike. They had him in a bar one day for lunch, down there hanging out.
Okay.
And sometimes in the afternoon, no one's playing the jukebox. It just kind of plays like stuff, touch tunes, pan picks. This is a brand new album from David Crosby that came out like this month. And this song's like the featured like song of the month on touch tunes. And it's playing. And I'm like, I'm hearing that little saxophone in the background. It's kind of got this nice soft vibe to it. And I go and I try to do Soundhound. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't pick it up. So I walk over to the jukebox. I'm like, this is David Crosby? I was like taken aback. But then I found it on Spotify and archived it, and here we are. So this is my first one. She's Got to Be Somewhere Out There, or She's Got to Be Somewhere by David Crosby. It's like a Lost Chicago recording.
It makes me laugh because I come in here into Brock's studio here today, and I walk in and he's got jazz playing, but it's definitely Weather Channel jazz. And that song, somehow he made a Weather Channel jazz song sound great and cool.
Yeah, like really cool.
Yeah, you should start that again and play it because that's Weather Channel jazz with cool.
And now that's for awesome. Locals on the 8s.
Yeah.
It is, man. It's like
It's so great.
It's like the dentist waiting room elevator jazz. I love it.
But he made it cool.
He made it really cool. Well, I guess when you're David Crosby,
right,
you can kind of make anything cool. I mean, you've survived the 60s and 70s. And
do you think that was a bet? Like, you can't write a song.
The whole album's like that.
Really?
It's like, yeah, it's like David Crosby, like, smoked some really good grass or got some LSD. It's like, I'm making a jazz record.
He's old, so he's one of those old guys that always leaves on the Weather Channel all the time. And he's just like, I can make an album out of that.
Wouldn't surprise me. He plays that 12-string guitar, you know, that's his thing. I watched a little documentary on him one day, like a 10-minute one on YouTube. It's like one of the guitar store, like Guitar Center, like David Crosby rig rundown or something, and he's like talking about how he plays 12 string and how he kind of made some of the sounds when he plays, like he kind of does his own like style.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's a unique cat.
There's a joke about 12 string guitar players that they spend half their time playing and half their time tuning because they never wants to stay in tune. Speaking of jazz and all that, there's a new John Coltrane documentary coming up.
What?
Yeah, and I'm super excited. It's you can pre-order it right now on iTunes, but
well, that's cool.
Yeah, I just love John Coltrane. So
hey, it's I don't know what it was like. I came. There's another jazz song on my playlist that didn't make the cut of the top five.
Mm-hmm.
I came home one day. I'm like, I'm just kind of burnt out on like music at the moment. Like everything I've been listening to.
It happens to me every fall too.
So I just pulled up Spotify. I'm like, I want some instrumental, some kind of mellow. And I found this jazz for autumn playlist, and I'm like, ooh. So for like 3 days, I'm just bopping around to jazz all day in my house. And
well. And jazz always kind of reminds me of Christmas music a little bit, too. Yeah. And so, like, I think, because I listen
it
a lot of jazz.
It warms you up. It gears you up.
Yeah, because it's not sociably acceptable yet to listen to Christmas music, you know.
It's BS.
Right.
Because, like, to me, it's like, I was coming back on a road trip with a buddy from Jamestown 2 weeks ago, and I'm like, can we find a Christmas station on XM yet? Do they have one? It's like all the up and going, because I love Christmas music. It's November 1st, tree goes up, let's party, I'm in.
I used to work at Ace Hardware down in our neck of the woods, and the Christmas music starts, I think it's like the day after Thanksgiving, yeah. And it's, you know, there till, you know, whatever, and you can just see people as, you know, a couple weeks in go, oh, Christmas music, and I'm like, what?
I love it.
They could have played it for an extra 2 months, and
you could start, like, for me, I think, I'm one of those weirdos, I used to call it a weirdo, like, mm-hmm. The day after Halloween, it's Christmas season. I still love Thanksgiving, I properly appreciate Thanksgiving, but you get such a short time frame to enjoy Christmas.
It's just a warm-up for Christmas.
I want to blow it up, let's go. Let's make it happen. You want to enjoy that tree and everything. That's the best part of Christmas, man. All right, so you got your list. You're vibing. Your 2K season.
Yep. Putting the headphones on in the chat rooms with the friends, playing online against people 3-on-3s, and I got to get my basketball music. And I usually start off with stuff like this next song, pump you up, get that Eye of the Tiger.
I remember syrup sandwiches and crime allowances, Vanessa nickel with some counterfeits, but now I'm counting this. Parmesan with my accountant lives, in fact, I'm down in this. You say with my boobay, tastes like Kool-Aid for the analyst.
Probably my favorite rap song of the past like 20 years.
I wonder how many times that's been played in headphones at sporting events since
song's incredible.
You know,
came out last April, I think, right? April
yeah,
or May,
spring or something.
Right around NBA playoffs last year. Yeah. That song is just incredible.
Yeah, it's tough not to get you pumped up.
Yeah, but that's one that crosses any genre, no matter what you like. You hear that and you respect. That's a good song.
Yeah, well, it's Kendrick. You know, Kendrick's the new Tupac. Kendrick's the new Biggie. He's the new, you know, Dre. He's all them people. You know, he's the guy right now.
I like that you have good hip hop on your playlist too.
I do some of the song. You know, and here's my thing.
Well, we call good hip hop.
Yeah, I tend to gravitate towards hip hop that's a little bit more heady. You know, where they talk about important stuff. But in the same breath, on those same albums, they can get like songs like this, to where it's a little bit more arrogant and a little bit more. Swag. Do the kids still say swag?
I think they do. We'll still say it.
But yeah.
Should we dab on them?
So yeah, I that's the hip hop I like. I like guys that are a little bit more conscious.
Humble's
still
incredible. Kendrick's incredible. Everything he does is like just like you have to pay attention to him when you see him on TV. Like the Pimp Butterfly, that big thing he did at the Grammys a few years ago.
Oh man.
You were just like, you're captivated. Like, this is incredible. Whatever he's doing, I don't know the guy, I don't know his story, but I know like this is incredible. Like, you got to pay attention to what Kendrick does from now on.
If anybody out there is Kendrick fan or likes hip hop a little bit, do yourself a favor, go on Wikipedia and look up the backstory or the concept of To Pimp a Butterfly. It is deep.
I'll check it out now.
It's great. It's deep. It blew my mind when I read it. Anyway,
deep dive into Kendrick. All right, man. So my next one, this dude I've never heard of, but I found this song like last year, actually, last winter I found this song. I think it was like last February or March, thanks to a TV show. This Is Us. Every suburban mom's favorite tearjerker on NBC. It's like the ultimate dramedy. It's a really hallmarky show, but everyone loves it. I love it. It's really sappy and emotional and fun. It's a great dramedy. And they have a killer soundtrack every week.
Really?
Because the song spans like three decades. It goes, the show does. It goes from like the 70s, the 80s, 90s until now. Mm-hmm. And they're playing songs like Cat Stevens on there. They have, it's really good soundtrack. Whoever picks the music for this show is on point.
Right.
So they picked this one. This was actually in the pilot episode last year. And I'm going to say his name wrong, but I don't care. It's Labi Siffre. He's from the UK.
Okay.
He hasn't released an album since like the 70s. He put like four albums in the 70s. He's still alive, still plays music live and stuff, but he put out four albums in the 70s. He was kind of a big deal in the UK, kind of a jazz guy over there. And this song is just...
It's great.
It's incredible. It's just beautiful. The guitar in it, though, it's just everything about it. So this is called Watch Me by Labi Siffre.
I got a. I'm looking up right now when that album came out.
72, I think they came out.
72.
Yeah.
I want a deep dive. I think what I'm going to do is I'm just going to buy that album on vinyl because I like that song so much. So I can find it.
I told you I had a cool anecdote about this guy that's going to blow your mind. A lot of the 90s hip hop that you like, or hip hop from like the late 90s, have sampled his stuff.
Really?
So Eminem, My Name Is, sampled a song of his called I Got the, that bass line. Boom. Ba-da-na. Boom.
Really?
Ba-da-na. Boom. Ba-da-na. Yeah. Jay-Z sampled him. A bunch of guys sampled his stuff over the years.
I want to find that album, though.
Yeah.
On vinyl. That's how I'm going to deep dive in it.
He's great. I just love that sound he has, everything about him. So
I like that. That's, yeah.
That song's really cool. Yeah. This Is Us, man. It's just funny where you find music sometimes. You just got to seek it out. All right, what do you got next? You got...
Next, I got Young Jesus by up-and-coming... Well, he's kind of... He's there now.
Tell me about this guy, because the kids are talking about him all the time. I do dances. They want to play Logic songs. What's up
Logic
with Logic?
Is he's this up and coming guy. I've been on him for about 3 years now, and let me check real quick how long he's been around. But he's a intermixed racial thing, and the importance of that is he's really starting to he's really starting to really stand up and say like, hey, you know, we're all people.
Yeah.
You know,
trying to give
matter.
A message behind his music.
You know, and it's in a lot of his music to where, you know, I think one of his songs is Everybody Loves Everybody's People. It's one of the lyrics.
Well,
in
didn't
one of
he just
songs.
Have a huge thing with the last MTV award show? He did the song with the suicide prevention hotline number in it, and it blew up really big.
Yeah, he had a big speech at the end of it, which he said that he had, you know, been doing at the end of his shows every night. But we can get, you know, people can go check it out, you know, at the end of that.
Let's play Logic here for you. This song's called Young Jesus. Here we go.
Okay, now take a trip inside my mind like you was off the Venice. It's me and B.I.G. LMBO cooking like chemists. Take them back to way back when like Dennis the Menace. Causing mayhem on the come up like a young apprentice. Smoking weed and getting higher than a flight attendant. Hip hop, the synagogue, Jesus on my penis.
I like this one a lot.
Yeah, it's, well, he's funny. Before the song starts, he says, let's take him back to the 90s. So it's very...
Tribe.
Very Tribe Called Quest. Yeah. But anyway, he's been around since his first big album came out in 2014, I'm seeing here. And haven't been listening that long. But anyway, he's just an upcoming guy that I've been following that I'm like, this guy's going to be huge. And, you know, you'd see a lot on like a lot of blogs or like, you know, like the Breakfast Club and stuff like that. People would be like, well, why isn't he big yet? And he just hadn't had that song yet. Now he's got that song that's that phone number, 1-800-273-8255 is the name of it, and it's huge. It's one of the
humongous,
you know, biggest songs. And
it's been one of the most streamed songs on Spotify this year, and it came out in August, I think it was, when it came out. So
I like the guy because he's very much like a positivity and putting out like positive things.
That's great.
But staying real about it, you know, he's very still much in the vein of a true hip-hop.
It's like we
artist.
Talk about, like, you know, like some of the other artists we like, when a message has some when an artist's material has some tooth to it, some grit, some truth to it, some realness, a message, that's awesome when it can feel it. It's not just like bubblegum pop put out there to just make you forget things. It's like, makes you think a little bit.
Yeah, you know, and And hats off to, you know, Macklemore was probably one of the few people I really seen that was trying to do that still for a while. There's a big gap.
Yeah, and he caught a lot of shit for that, too, for being, like, that guy that's, like, trying to, like, you know, talk about real important stuff and, like, what's one song Mary J. Blige?
I wasn't a big Macklemore guy. I liked the two big songs, and that was about all I got into him. But
Thrift Shop was fun.
Yes, it was.
Thrift Shop was a banger.
It was a lot of fun.
Played that song a lot of dances for a couple years there. That was everywhere for sure. My next song, dude, another one I don't have an attachment to. I don't know these guys at all. I found them in a mutual on one of those Spotify Discover, you know, radio stations.
Mm-hmm.
Records in Bed by a band called The Band of Heathens. And this song is just, like, really cool and really fun and vibey. And, like, some of the other stuff's really good, too. Not a lot of it, but someone's got the same vibe. So this is Records in Bed. And
it goes round and round and around so slow. Feels so good. You wanna go round and round and around so slow. Shining on. But glow
at home. Girlfriend thought this was Jack Johnson when I played it.
I can hear that.
I'm like, oh, I can see that. Yeah.
I hear that organ in there, that jazzy organ in there that was on that
I think I'm just on the jazz Crosby. Vibe this month.
Yeah, I love it.
Everything's got kind of like that the jazz roots to it, kind of like the
almost a little stuff bit, has. Yeah, I'm into it. I like that song.
That's a really cool song. The whole song is check out the full playlist, because that song is just really neat, and it's just good harmony in it, and good vibe, and the guitar, the little bass line.
And you know what's funny is that chorus kind of, you can't really judge that song by that chorus. There's so many different little pieces in it that are...
Pre-choruses in it, too, and stuff, and this kind of has, like...
Yeah, it's...
It vibes. It's up and down. It just kind of bounces along. It doesn't have, like, a traditional verse-chorus-verse-chorus. The song just kind of bounces, which is really cool. What do you got next, man? You got Nas.
Take it back to Nas's first album, the legendary Illmatic. This is probably my favorite song off this album. And
Lonzo Ball says Nas is not an important rapper. Hear that stuff?
You know, think about it this way. I mean, when
if you're 19, that means he was born in what? It's 2017. We're bad at math. He was born in 98.
Nas kind of,
if he was like, you know, he made his comeback in 03, right? 04?
No, it was like 2000. He had like Hate Me Now or whatever that song with Puff Daddy.
Oh, Puff Daddy,
you know, that was, I feel like, his big. And, you know, it's such a different, the hip-hop nowadays that the kids listen to is such a worlds apart from the hip-hop that we grew up on and the hip-hop we love.
It's not even the same anymore, man. You know, it's like a whole different world.
You know, different world to even just like, you know, was it Lil Yachty said that Biggie Smalls is super overrated? And, you know, I get it. I don't agree with it, but...
you know, we grew up in the interesting time. If you grew up in 90s hip-hop, you grew up like with like...
The golden age.
And it's also gang violence. It's heavily influenced by gang violence and ghetto culture. And now it's a little different. It's kind of like, I don't know, it's how to describe it now. It's
all about vibe. It has nothing to do with your talent.
Nothing.
Or what you're saying or what it is, just as long as it's catchy enough and there's a good beat and there's a vibe to it. You know, which has always kind of been hip hop, but now
we care way more about the icing than the cake now.
Yeah.
The cake is like, it can be dry and crappy, but as long as the icing's pretty and frosting's nice on the outside, we don't care. Because it's like, you know, looking back on it, man, we were so spoiled with Tupac and Biggie and Nas
Jay-Z's
and Tribe Called Quest.
Tribe Called Quest, yeah. The list goes
stuff,
on and on.
We were spoiled. Mm-hmm. I went back and did a deep dive on Tribe a few years ago when Five Dog passed away. Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, how did I not pay attention to this when I was younger? Because this is really cool. Of course, Greg and Bowman. Yeah. A lot of Tribe Called Quest fans back around the area. No. Not a lot of ways to get it back then, right? Well, but, like, it's incredible how, like, good Tribe is and was.
Well, and, like, I don't know if you remember growing up, but, like, I don't remember a lot of people listening to hip-hop till, like, our generation started listening to hip-hop.
Yeah, Tupac.
I don't remember hearing kids,
Tupac
older
was
kids,
big. Like,
you know?
Once Tupac died, it was big for us. Mm-hmm. You know, kids our age, like, in the 8th grade, 98, 97... Once Tupac died and we got that greatest hit CD, because you could get that anywhere, that was like a game changer, I thought, for us hip-hop-wise.
I had the Two of America's Most Wanted single when it came out, and I had to sneak that away.
You
and
definitely,
not let mom.
Sneak that one away.
Yeah, you know, but I've always kind of been a fan of hip-hop.
I'm
going to
put
you
on the spot right now really quick, because I have it in my head. I want to hear your answer. Favorite Tupac song?
Hearts of Men.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Picture Me Rolling.
That's a good one, too. You know... One thing I want to bring up about Tupac is, and it's not like a, anything you're going to say about Tupac's been said a million times, and it's been said before. Yeah. So this isn't like some, you know, big, you know, statement. That Are You Still Down album that came out, I think it did that one come out before The Greatest Hits? I want to say that came out before The Greatest Hits.
I
that
think
was
so.
The first like
96? No.
That was came after the Machiavelli album came out, because it was Machiavelli, I think, was the one that came out after he died, the first one.
The Greatest Hits had Changes on it. That was big.
And then that came out. And then I think, but anyway, Are You Still Down? That is such an overlooked Tupac album. No one ever talks about it. And anyway, if you're a Tupac fan, you haven't listened to that one, do it. But
back to Nas. How about that?
Nas.
Sidetracking there, but
it's Nas. And I'll bring up more about him when we get to an artist later in my list, you know, but it's Nas, man.
There we go.
I rap for listeners, blunt heads, fly ladies, and prisoners, Hennessy holders, and old school niggas. Then I'll be dissing the unofficials that mo' woolly tie. I dropped out of coolie high, gas the bar, coquette, cutie pie, jungle survivor, fuck who's the lava. My man put the battery in my back.
Impeccable flow, dude.
Unbelievably talented.
Yeah. What you got next?
James McMurtry. Song called Just Us Kids.
I like the vibe of this chorus.
This is a cool tune.
Yeah.
This guy's got a cool story. You know who his dad is?
Who?
Larry McMurtry, the guy that wrote Lonesome Dove.
Really?
Wrote a bunch of Western movies. His dad did. Bunch of movies back in the day. Yeah. James McMurtry's been around doing songwriting since like the 80s in Nashville, 70s and 80s. And his stuff is just got a cool, like, he's a good storyteller in his songs, really good storyteller.
Mm-hmm.
And he instantly sets the scene for you and then tells you the story and puts you right in the mood of what's happening with that song.
That was the biggest thing I noticed, especially the chorus that, let's play it. And I'll...
Just Us Kids by James McMurtry.
Just us kids in the park at night, hanging around neath the vapor lights. Got no drugs and we got no guns, not even bothering anyone.
I've been wearing this song out for 2 weeks.
Oh, really?
I found it 2 weeks ago.
It's a very Brock song.
I knew this guy. I didn't know who he was, but I knew a song he wrote years ago called Choctaw Bingo. It's like a red dirt, like, fun party song. It's like, you know, like how Wagon Wheel became for everyone around these parts and everyone eventually crossed the U.S.
Yeah.
Choctaw Bingo's like that in the South. It's a fun party, like, kind of a quirky song that he wrote. And he wrote that song, and Ray Wiley Hubbard covered it and made it really big down in the South. But this song's just amazing. I just love its song. I love the whole thing he does.
That I don't know, like you said it, the just the vibe he put, he makes you feel and understand and be in the moment of whatever he's talking about in that song.
It's like a good movie or a good book. You know, mm-hmm. The scene is set, here's the characters, here's the story, here's the climax, the conclusion,
vibe and
everything, the whole
there
deal.
For
and
it.
He does that in his songs really, really well.
What was the name of that other Southern song there? Was it Poke Salad Annie or something like that, or there's some other Southern song that, you know,
they got a lot down there.
Yeah.
They're spoiled. They really are. If you grew up if you're living in the Oklahoma, Texas area, there's so much good live music all the time down that way, like the Turnpike Troubadours, Stone in the Rue, all that stuff. Well, Turnpike is bigger. Regions are bigger now.
Yeah.
By the way, their new album just came out too.
How is it?
It's decent.
Decent.
Decent. Decent. There's a couple good songs.
Right on.
Yeah. There's a couple. It's a little, you can tell someone got a hold of them. A producer did, I think.
Oh, and I Can Make You Guys. Ah, man, that stinks because
that
album with 7&7 on it.
That's Turnpike I fell in love with, and you did too.
Yeah.
And I think that someone got a hold of him and's like, hey, let's make this a little more radio. And it's just not the same.
There's
a couple songs that are really good, but it's like they went too far down the rabbit hole production wise.
That's why they were so good, is they weren't radio. They were
that
good. Anyway,
yeah.
Another day, another conversation.
Gin, Smoke, and Lies. That song's amazing. It's like one of the best songs ever written.
I'd say that whole album I could listen through, that one with 7&7 on it. Anyway.
Yeah. All right, man. On your next tune, what do you got?
Most hated man in hip hop.
Kanye.
Yeah, Kanye.
Yeezy.
As Charlamagne the God would say, Kanye Kardashian.
By the way, we talked about this on our other podcast, Say by the Boys. I'm all in on fat Kanye.
Me too, dude.
I want him to be fat and happy and making music.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go back to College Dropout. That's
See, and that's my thing about Kanye. College Dropout, Late Registration, Graduation,
so
808s and Heartbreaks. Those four albums, I have nothing to say about Kanye and what he's been. That's when I quit being,
I remember when we got 808s and Heartbreaks back in the day. We downloaded that, and we listened to it for a lot, and we loved that album.
I love that
Because, first of all,
album.
Stronger was a great radio single. Stronger was just like, yeah! with the rest of the album, like Love Lockdown and stuff, that's a cool album.
Yeah. Stronger was on Graduation.
Oh, my bad.
But you were thinking of...
what am I thinking of?
Hold on. I can't believe I'm brain farting on this.
808s and Heartbreaks. I know Love Lockdown's in that one, right?
I think that's what you're thinking of, Love Lockdown.
No, there's another song on
that. And then Heartless.
Heartless.
But that whole album is great.
That's the song with the guy from Coldplay, Chris Martin, right? Heartless? Or
no,
boy, I'm all over the place now.
You're thinking
my Kanye ignorance is showing hard here.
You're thinking of it was on the guy. It was on Graduation. The one you're thinking of, like it's not the Glory Homecoming. That's one you're thinking of. But anyway, 808s and Heartbreaks. That's kind of this like these little Yachty's, little Uzi.
He set the stage.
Yeah, that's like the album, like this dividing album where everybody says like that's where this new kind of emo hip hop that's popular and now kind of came from was it started with this album. They all cite it, but anyway,
let's play some Kanye.
Yeah, and then I'll get into my Kanye rant.
Kanye talk.
Yeah.
And I heard him say, nothing's ever promised tomorrow today. From the shot like Tim, it's a harder way. So this is in the name of love, like Robert say. Before you ask me to go get a job today, can I at least get a raise on the minimum wage? And I know the government administers.
That's Kanye I like.
Yeah.
Through the Wire is like one of my favorite songs in the past 20 years.
And that was one after he got in that car accident, he wrapped it with his mouth
on. And when it all falls down?
Yeah. That whole album. A mutual friend of ours, we talk about that one probably being his best album. I don't know. I'm a Graduation guy for my favorite. But anyway, Kanye West, I will never forget. I'm saying this out loud to the internet can hear. Kanye West, I will never forget you. You came from a great place.
As crazy as you got to be.
Yeah, as crazy as you got to be. I loved your music.
You know what it talks about the thing with Kanye? Like, he got some, I guess it is talked about a lot. He got some gruff, like trying to be like this guy he wasn't for a while. Mm-hmm. It's like, dude, your mom was like this college professor and you came from like a fluent background, a good neighborhood, and you were raised right and you're the smart dude. You're an intellectual cat, you know? Mm-hmm. Don't try to be something you're not. Just kind of be Kanye, the one that came up and like blew the doors off hip hop in 2004. Be that guy.
Made being a backpack rapper cool when, you know.
And that, you know, that's huge too. Because that's what I was trying to get to earlier about how we used to have gangster rap, right? Mm-hmm. That was a big thing in the 90s. Mm-hmm. 2000s and up, backpack rap. That's the, you nailed it.
Common
right
and Mos Def and that's all it, them man. Guys.
And it influenced the NBA a lot. A lot of those guys are like that. A little more sensitive, a little more intellectual, they would say that they'd say they are. But that's the kind of rap that they proclaim that. That's there's a big divide in the two styles.
Well, you know, even though we grew up on the... the gangster rap. Like, one thing I've always held on to is actually an interview with a guy that he's a rock guy, but he said, I like rap because rap, when they talk about those subjects, you know, like Tupac Changes for something, or Dear Mama by him, or whoever you want to bring up whatever song. But when they do that, I haven't heard storytelling done that well since Bob Dylan. Because, like, they put you in a place...
Yeah, some of it. I could see that. You know? I mean, I think definitely like Tupac is an all-time poet, songwriter, storyteller for any genre. He's incredible. That's definitely true. Like Kendrick is too. I think some of those guys definitely are.
And I'm not putting them above that, but like how well some of those guys like put you there and explain something. Like, look at like Straight Outta Compton. Nobody in the entire rest of the world knew what it was like to live there.
No.
Until that album came out. That is phenomenal storytelling. You have to...
Everyone should watch that movie, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah. That's a great
movie. Movie's incredible. And then watch the Wild Ones documentary on... Not Wild Ones. The HBO one with Jimmy Iovine and Dr. Dre.
Oh, Defiant Ones.
Defiant Ones. Go watch that, too.
That's good. I
finally watched that. The whole story's incredible. Like, people were literally afraid of what the NWA and rap was going to do to America.
Yeah.
And they're like, dude, we're making money. Who cares?
Right.
Up yours.
So. But anyway, that's all I have.
Kanye,
to
man.
Say about that.
Kanye
Kardashian.
I miss Kanye.
You too.
I miss him. All right. It's my last one for the week. This kid, man. And this, I got a little rant that I'm going to go on here. We highly, highly underrated One Direction when they were big. All of us did.
They were so bad at ripping off songs,
but
though.
They were so good. Their harmonies, their production, they were good. It was good, clean pop music. It was good. It was BB Mac, Wham, very UK, because they are. They're from the UK.
Yeah.
It was just good. It was good, clean music. It was something you could play for everybody. I know, like an old man. I am an old man at heart.
That was good, clean music.
It was. Night Changes, man. History. I like a lot of One Direction.
This is the first song I've heard by any of those guys that I'm like, okay.
His whole album's incredible.
Really?
So Harry's the first one to leave. Harry Styles left One Direction last year.
Okay.
2 years ago, whatever it was. And then, like, it broke every little teenage girl's heart in America. Mm-hmm. Why would Harry leave One Direction? And Harry's like, because I'm, like, 25 now already. Mm-hmm. I've got a lot of money. And I fucking grew up. Sorry.
Sorry.
At an explicit version. Mm-hmm. I grew up on Freddie Mercury and George Michael and Boy George and all these good bands in the UK. And I want to make good music. Mm-hmm. I want to be the new UK American sensation. I want to bring that style back to the States. And he went and did his album, and his whole album's incredible.
Yeah, I really like this song.
Yeah, this is
made me look at him in a different set of eyes after hearing this one.
Yeah, definitely. So this is Harry Styles, From the Dining Table. This song is very haunting and beautiful.
I see it's written, it's all over his face. Comfortable silence is so overrated. Why won't you ever say what you want to say?
Man.
Well, cut off there, the part that I love. Even my phone misses your calls, by the way. That's good songwriting.
Yeah, that's...
That song's haunting and beautiful.
Yeah, I was very impressed. I will probably be checking out that album just
you'd
after.
Love it. I think you'd dig it. You would. Because it's definitely, it's like that... It's like someone that grew up on the good UK music, pop music, and rock and roll, and wants to bring that style back. The whole album's like that. And it's stuff he wrote, a lot of what's on that album, which really is impressive. So Harry Styles, giving it up for you. One Direction, we highly underrated One Direction with their peak.
I won't say anything, but I will agree. They ripped off so many songs blatantly.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I don't know. Anyway, that's cool. That's agree to disagree.
It's not good.
We can't completely agree on everything.
Nah, it's no fun that way.
Yeah.
All right, man, last one on your list. What do you got this week? What's your last one?
We got J. Cole, Land of Snakes.
J. Cole.
Do you want to? Should we play it before I get into my big old?
Yeah, because I don't really know much about J. Cole. All I know is that Shea Serrano hates J. Cole. That's all I know. So. This is J. Cole.
Yeah.
Watch the snakes cause they watching you. I told her, oh baby, don't stop. I ain't looking for the way to your heart. She said you about to miss church while she riding me. I like my sunnies with a cherry on top. Make that ass drop. Drop, drop. Hey, make that ass drop.
It's funny because
I know that song now. I heard the chorus, like, oh, I know that song.
He's funny. Before I get into it, he's got songs that are real, you know, backpacky or conscious, but then he's also got, you know, like I like just something your typical, what you expect from a hip hop song, like that one. You know, that one's just on my list from, you know, basketball. I like that song when it comes on.
It makes you vibe.
Yeah. Well, I need, you know, once you win a few games on 2K, you know, and I'm over being pumped up about it, then you just need to ease into it and be smooth and keep your win streaks. But
what's J. Cole's deal?
Nerd alert.
Fill me in on J. Cole. What's his story? What's his deal?
I think he's from Chicago. All I know about J. Cole is J. Cole, if it was for J. Cole, I probably wouldn't have got back into listening to hip-hop. Just because he's a big Nas fan. He's got a song on that album that says, you know, I Let Nas Down, where he was kind of this up-and-coming rapper, you know, and all of a sudden he made this big hit, you know, and I guess Nas is expecting more from him because, you know, anybody can make a hit, you know, but to be, like, prolific like Kendrick, where like your flow, because like J. Cole's got impeccable flow, and he doesn't pick, especially his last two albums, he doesn't pick typical beats and stuff. He picks stuff to really kind of, you know, make the words stand out, I think, a little better.
Let's go in hip-hop a little bit, because this is a time, probably a genre we're not going to talk about a lot on the show, at least we haven't anyways.
Probably not.
So fill me in right now. Who's good? You hear Future a lot. Is Future good? Is he like legit?
Well, it depends upon who you ask. Here's what I'm going to say, because I don't want any younger kids listening to the show, I don't want to put down their music, because every generation deserves their music and deserves, you know, what it is. But there's a big divide in hip hop right now. It's huge. It's big.
What are the two sides? What's the civil war?
There's the sides that listen to, like, you know, Logic's kind of in the middle, J. Cole's kind of in the middle, and I'd say Kendrick's kind of in the middle, but there's one side that grew up on, like, the 90s and some of the good stuff from the early 2000s.
Who are those
guys? For, like, those people? Yeah. Well, a lot of the older guys.
Yeah.
And the people that are still on radio stations, like, you know, Breakfast Club or, like, Hot 97 or whatever it is.
Yep.
Those people and the people that do all that, like Joe Budden and all those people that have the talk shows and stuff, all those guys,
But now there's like Migos and some of those
guys.
Well,
here, I'll get to that. Okay, so there, let's say the left side is people that like, you know, hip-hop artists that have good flow.
Yeah.
You know, say things, their delivery is, you know, great, and like, you know, the beats that they pick, but also they're not biting. Biting in hip hop means that like you take someone's style and you copy it to make your money or whatever. That was a bad thing back in the 90s and all that. You didn't bite anybody's style. Mm-hmm. You just, you know, you rapped how you rapped or you didn't rap at all.
Yeah.
And on the right side, you know, it's all about, you know, how would I say? If you listen to most rap nowadays, it's the triplet rap, the da 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 da. Yeah. Ba 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 ba. You know,
yeah,
you know, and like, and it's more about, you know, and how I'm gonna try it. There's always a freshman year cypher that happens where all the big new upcoming rappers get together and they do this like freestyle, and that for so many years in hip hop was like how you decided who was good if you could freestyle well, you know. And when all these kids come on now, they're horrible and they're horrendous, you know, and kids aren't about that now. The new rappers aren't about that. They're about sitting in a room, hearing a beat that they really like, and, you know, doing whatever they're going to do to get in the zone they need to, and then just making something that is really vibey and repetitive and just kind of gets you in a mood. Cause,
repetitive is the key word because, you know, they run that shit in the ground sometimes.
They do. Well, think about it this way. Kids take a lot of different drugs than the kids used to. They do. Back when we grew up, people drank, you know, smoked a little weed, and
it's different now. It's, that's, you know, totally true. It is.
You know, do, you know, and the other kids do whatever, but now, you know,
it's hallucinogenics.
They drink syrup, they take all these pills, you know, pop Xanax like crazy, and that puts you in a different state.
Because sometimes I feel like I'm losing my mind. Like, I'm like, why do people like this? Why is this good? Because, like, usually I can be like, okay, I get why this is popular. Yeah. I understand, but, like, a lot of that stuff, like some of that Migos stuff, some of that stuff like that.
Can't
is,
stand
Migos. I listen to, I'm like, what's the appeal? What's going, like, a song I really liked last year? I like that Broccoli song by Lil Yachty. Is it Lil Yachty or is
Lil
it
Lil Yachty and Drum? Yeah, that's.
I like Broccoli.
I like that one. And what was that other one that I Spy or whatever?
I remember that one, but I like Broccoli. But then, like, some of that, like, Fetty Wap stuff, I'm like, what's the deal with this?
I got it. You know, I don't like it. The only one that's kind of a little beyond me is the 21 Savage. You know,
I don't get that at all.
Or like Kodak Black. I don't get it. And that's cool, you know. I do like Lil Uzi. I really do. And I like Post. But they're not like artists that I listen to like, I'm going to be listening to this.
Isn't there a Lil Vert too?
That Lil Uzi Vert is full.
See, that's why I've always felt dumb. Like, I'm really showing my age here in this one. Because I thought Lil Uzi and Lil Vert were two different guys.
We just grew up in such a different way to think about music. It's so thought about differently as kids nowadays. It's
super disposable nowadays, man. Yeah. It really is. Well, it comes and goes super fast.
But look at, you know, everything's disposable nowadays.
Well, yeah. But
phones,
like, you know, but like definitely
TV shows.
I'd say like rap especially, because it's like,
oh, yeah,
it's so flavor of the month. It really is. Like, you know, back in the day, a song would get hot in any kind of genre and it would stick around for at least 3-4 months on radio. Now it's like in and out Spotify streaming list in 1 week. It's here and gone. Unless it's like really, really good or really popular. I mean, it comes and goes so fast. So many artists come and go so fast that it's hard sometimes to keep up with all of it. It really is.
Well, and it makes me, and I get that, and that's just what.
I'm not saying that's a bad thing. That's definitely the state of music now because it's so easy to get your stuff out there.
Well, that's not what we like. We like artists that really, you know, you can get behind, and it's not just, I don't want a playlist full of a bunch of stuff I'm never going to know about.
Yeah, they plant their flag. They stick around with you for a while.
But it makes me appreciate, and we're going to go to the middle of the road, people like Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
Kendrick Lamar is probably the most prolific rapper I've heard since the 90s. That dude is.
He'd fit right in the mid-90s. He'd be perfect.
He's
there.
Ridiculous. But he also still makes stuff.
Is that
that's
the golden
popular.
Age? 90s of rap? Is that
I
the golden age of rap? Is that what
I feel personally.
But I think a lot of people do, don't they? Doesn't everyone kind of regard that as like when it was at its best?
And look at it. Like, look at it this way. Like, if you were to hear that all the time growing up, like I heard about, you know, Lynyrd Skynyrd and, you know, Led Zeppelin and all that all the time. I revolted against that as a young kid. I didn't want to hear
it. It can't be that good.
You know, when you listen to it, you're like,
that's old. That's old music.
So I think that's what it is. These kids are probably tired of hearing it. So what do? You go opposite, almost, you know, a rebellious thing. So maybe that's what's going on.
That can be good and it can be bad.
You know. But, you know,
sometimes it's good to know where you came from. Sometimes it's good to be like so defiant, you strike out and make your own sound. That's good too. But like, I think this, like, for that guy to say like Biggie's overrated, is pretty ignorant.
Yeah, I don't know.
Fair enough. It's his own take, his own opinion. That's fine. But,
you know, J. Cole's got a great, that was the other guy, Kendrick, J. Cole, and Logic, I feel, are kind of the middle of the road.
Yeah.
But J. Cole's got a song called Everybody Dies, I almost put on here, because he kind of calls out these rappers, the new mm-hmm. little whatever rappers is how he puts it, and it's like, it was a knife put pretty hard on what's going on.
I want more T.I., that's what I want.
T.I., T.I., I had an album I liked by him, you know. Rap's like, one of those things.
I like Bring Him Out.
That's Bring Him Out, Bring Him Out.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that since the old days.
That was The Thunder. They run up to that song when I saw him in the finals in 2012. So that's my favorite rap song of all time ever since. Because like, it's a good memory for me, right?
It's a good song.
Get and then whatever pump. You like is a cool vibe. It's a cool jam.
But
so yeah, that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for more. I don't know. I'm not a huge rap guy, but when I hear it and I like it and it's good, I'm into it.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, the whole, like you said, did you call it dribble rap? Triple or dribble?
It's like a triplet. You know, the it's the beat that they're putting on. Yeah. You know, and that's fine. And it's, I don't know, it took me a while to get into. Actually, what it took me is playing 2K, and I play with a lot of these young kids from all over the United States mm-hmm. and stuff that listen to it. And, you know, you're playing basketball for 2-3 hours. You know, after a while, you kind of run out of things to talk about when you're winning, you know. So you're like, you know, let me know. And that's kind of how I've, like, you know, not liked it, but learned to accept a lot of it and understand it. But I don't know. That's about all I have to say about rap. You know,
I'm the old man.
Yeah, I like my old 90s. I mean, shoot, my list, even with the new people I got on there, all of it's 90s beats anyway.
So let's talk about that. Let's talk about our favorite songs on each other's lists this week.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with yours, Luke. You had on your list, you had A Tribe Called Quest.
Yeah. We the People.
That's a song. I like Tribe. That's a cool tune. I was into that one. So good job on Tribe. I really enjoyed that. And then it was tough because I was like, ooh, Kanye.
Yeah.
I like that Kanye song. That's good Kanye. It's not crazy Kanye. But that Tribe song was definitely the winner for me.
It almost made it on there. I wanted to talk about Logic, so that's...
I had a hard time leaving off my top five, the Chris Stapleton song this week.
I was a little surprised.
Well, it's like everyone's going to hear that song. They're going to hear about that one. That's everywhere right now. But, yeah. So I'll give some focus to the other guys out there. But what was my favorite on your favorite on my list?
That's...
Labee Saffré.
Saffré, yeah. The Watch Me. I'm probably going to order that on vinyl if I can find it. I like that a lot.
When we get off the show, I'll play that Eminem beat for you that everyone ripped off. Or not ripped off. They used the loop. So.
Sampled or whatever.
That's right. All right, man. You can find us on WAYLTpodcast.com. Find the links to the Spotify playlist on there. You can find our records of the month. I think we have to pick a new one next. Or it's November. We have to pick a new one. We'll pick one after the show. Sure. I'm not sure right now.
Yeah,
so
me neither.
We'll do that. As always, interact with us, folks. Find us on Facebook. Find us right there. Drop us a line. Let us know what you're listening to. Requests, comments, concerns, hit us up. Subscribe on iTunes, Google Play. Rate, review. Hit that share button. Tell your friends. It's a good way to find good music with good people. And hopefully enjoy us chatting it up, talking about everything from Labee Saffré to the state of hip-hop.
I'm glad we did that. We needed to.
It's a conversation I wanted to have because I really don't know. I'm not in the loop, and I feel like you meant once you said there's a divide. I'm like, oh, there definitely is. Because like, was it this summer? Who was it? Was it Common and the Migos guys that got into it? One of the award shows,
probably.
And like he walked off the set, and the guys were like talking trash to him, and he's like, "You guys are fake rappers. You're nobodies." He was just going off on him, so. Yeah,
it's and I'm not, you know, an expertise on hip hop. I just
no, but
know
you
what
definitely
I
know more than the average cat knows, you know. And you know quite a bit. So, thanks for bringing it, expanding my knowledge, and I'm sure most of our listeners' knowledge too. It's good, man. It's really good.
Yeah. Before I forget too, we are going to do our listeners' picks next week.
Yeah, we'll get
so
back
we
into
forgot
that.
About
so
that
definitely. And it's look forward to, I think in the upcoming few weeks here we're gonna have some different themed episodes too. Maybe a Christmas episode for sure. And
maybe have a guest or something. Or...
Yeah, we need to bring someone in to talk about music with us. We'll find somebody.
Oh, yeah.
We'll find someone good. All right, folks. Luke, it's been fun, man, as always. This is what you're listening to. We'll see you guys here in a couple weeks right here on the old podcast machine.